Page 38. The Netherlands, out of Amsterdam. To get a taste of Dutch culture, travel beyond the big city. When people discover that my parents were born in the Netherlands, many of them mention that they've been there. Which part, I'll ask. Amsterdam. What an interesting city. Yes, it is quite a city, and certainly worth a visit. It offers plenty of historic buildings, charming restaurants, museums, and parks. But on my visit there last summer, after scrambling through the busy streets for a few hours, I was ready to relax. Small town life. Just 15 minutes east of this world-famous city lies the town of Weesp, home of Van Houten Chocolate, and my father's family. On my cousin's old Oma Fiets, literally grandmother bicycle, I had the freedom to explore the cobblestone streets in local style. A weekly open-air market outside the historic town hall brings everyone to the city center to purchase fish, flowers, and more. The smells of fresh bread and gevuldekoek, almond cookies, waft out of bakeries, beckoning buyers to come in. At dusk, families eat together in their neat, ground-level kitchens. Curiously, most homes don't have curtains. But the lack of privacy doesn't seem to worry anyone. Rather, it lends a familiar, comfortable sense of community to the whole town. Surrounded by history. Despite the steady pace of life, even the small towns of the Netherlands are bursting with reminders of the country's rich history. In Weesp, the Vecht River is part of the defense line of Amsterdam, a UNESCO World Heritage Site featuring a ring of fortifications constructed 100 years ago. Standing near the old fortress, I gazed across the river at two 17th century windmills, their sails swooping from the sky to the ground and back again. Just 4 kilometers away in Muiden, you can visit the medieval castle of Muiderslot. Once home to Count Floris V, this moat-surrounded fortress is now a museum. It offers a breathtaking armory, vast gardens, and daily falconry demonstrations. Giethoorn. On day 3 of my visit, I took a trip northeast to the Dutch province of Drenthe. As unofficial tour guide, my mother's cousin Janneke generously insisted on taking me to the town of Giethoorn. It's the Venice of the Netherlands, she told me, as we drove through verdant farmland under bright, sunny skies. We arrived in Giethoorn late in the morning, and as we entered the town, I saw what Janneke meant. Yes, it's a lot like Venice, if that romantic Italian city were a tidy pastoral suburb. Sweet houses with thatched roofs, once common but now very pricey to build and maintain, line grassy canals which serve as streets. You can get around by boat, though everything is within easy walking distance. Footbridges straddle the water, and picturesque statues decorate lawns. After an hour or so, we reached a restaurant on the lake, where we sat and enjoyed some tea and cake al fresco. From our vantage point, we could see sailboats, ducks, and a bridal boat decked out in fresh blossoms, awaiting newlyweds who were feasting inside. You're lucky, said Janneke, who was as delighted as I was. I've never seen that in real life before. Reclaiming land. It's important to understand the meaning of this country's name. The word Netherlands actually means lowlands and refers to the ongoing battle the residents have waged against the sea for centuries. Dutch lore is rife with tales of floods, but expert systems of dikes and polders have done wonders to keep waters at bay. Over the last 100 years, the Netherlands has actually reclaimed a whole new province, called Flevoland, from the sea. just across Markermeer Lake, is the former island of Marken, now a peninsula connected by a thin causeway to the mainland. A heritage town. On the second to last day of my journey, my father brought me to see where he grew up. As a boy, he used to bike along the windy dike until he came to Marken, where his family's housekeeper, who, like some present-day residents, still wore the traditional costume, lived. My dad would visit her at her home, which was built on stilts to guard against flooding. We crossed over the Beatrix Drawbridge, named for the Queen Mother, and found ourselves pulled into shops that offered delicious blocks of cheese, colorfully striped cloth, and lessons on how to carve wooden shoes, called klompen. My father recounted his own experience of having to wear them with thick socks during the winter. We rambled along the quaint streets until we came to the old church, which featured model ships hanging from the ceiling. Down the lane, we stepped into a little museum to watch a film about Marken and see scale models of life as it was in the past. Finally, we enjoyed a lunch of, what else, fish beside the wharf. Some personal history. Next, we were off to my father's birthplace, Monnikendam. Guarded by a 600-year-old Gothic church, Monnikendam was founded by monks in the 12th century. The city is now relatively quiet, but in its heyday, it was a bustling port. My father and I sat down for refreshments across from the old way station and facing the bell tower, built in 1591. Sure enough, when the hour changed, a carillon of 15 bells began to chime, and tiny, wood-carved figures moved to the music. As we drove back that afternoon through the outskirts of Amsterdam, I realized how much I'd gained from venturing beyond this famous city. Wonderful experiences, fulfilling relationships, and a new appreciation for Dutch culture. Vocabulary focus. Waft. Fortification. Verdant. Straddle. Alfresco. Deck out. Rife. Keep something at bay. Recount. Quaint. Heyday.